five lies I'm gonna be talking about today that are keeping you poor. You probably heard growing up that you need to get a good education, work hard, and everything will be fine. You did get a good education, you did work hard, but you still don't feel absolute financial freedom. Take your Wealth Diva journey with me. We are the Invest Divas, we're the Business Divas, the Wealth Divas, the Millionaire Divas, we are the Abundance Divas. Each week when you join me, you're going to move the needle towards creating the love, the joy, the wealth, the freedom, and the abundance you truly desire. Here are the biggest five lies you've been told about money and building wealth. My name is Kiana Danielle. I'm the CEO of InvestDiva.com, where I teach you how to take control of your financial future and make your money work for you. I have lived in three different continents, and in all three, people were told the five lies I'm going to be talking about today that are keeping you poor. I went from having no money to pay rent to a $7 million portfolio in 10 years, and my business has generated over $17 million in revenue and is a candidate for Inc. 5000 fastest growing companies, even though I'm a busy mom and I came to America in my 20s. My goal with this channel is to help you learn the methods to go from wherever you are right now to a $1 million portfolio for free. I have worked with thousands of students, and many of them have already achieved a 100K portfolio, a 500K portfolio, and a $1 million portfolio. Here's the first biggest lie you've been told about money that I'm going to cover today, and that is that you have to work hard to make money. I studied electrical engineering in college. Side note, I studied it in Japan, in Japanese language, but that's a different story for a different time. I then went to Wall Street to pursue a financial career and worked my bones off to get paid peanuts. None of these had anything to do with how I became a multimillionaire. And in fact, I got fired from my job and ran out of money to pay rent. So I started this journey with absolutely no money and lived in a welfare house. I was a welfare diva. You probably heard growing up that you need to get a good education, work hard, and everything will be fine. You did get a good education, you did work hard, but you still don't feel absolute financial freedom. I'm talking about the level of financial freedom where you don't have to worry about the price tag when you go for your favorite item on the shelf or at a restaurant, or even when you're buying a home. Evidently, working hard doesn't work. You need to work smarter. And I don't mean that in an Instagram motivational quote kind of way, because we've all heard all these inspirational quotes, haven't we? Here's what I don't mean by working smart. By working smart, I don't mean be lazy and do nothing. I don't mean sit around and manifest all day without taking action. I don't mean to read a ton of books without actually applying what you learn. I don't mean come up with a ton of ideas and strategies and don't actually implement them. So many people I know have a ton of knowledge, but they don't actually implement them. They sit around, pat themselves back on the shoulder, and gloat about how much knowledge they have, but they are broke as a joke and ready to choke. Knowledge without action is like a compass without a traveler. It may guide, but it will never reach a destination. What I do mean by working smart is getting involved in something that will give you active income. It may be getting involved with something that will give you tax breaks. It does mean getting involved in something that will build you passive income, something that you can own, that produces without effort. For example, I went from zero to my first $5 million in my portfolio by starting my own business and then automating my business so it can create cash flow, even if I'm taking a 2-month-long vacation in Hawaii like I did last year. And then at the same time, it doesn't end here, automating my investments so that cash flow from my business compounds, increases avalanche of money, and accelerates my income and makes my money have babies and grandbabies. I have now gone from being a welfare diva to a millionaire diva. The second biggest lie you've been told about money is that you have to pay your dues. You gotta start at the bottom and work your way up. You need to try harder. Picture this scene with me. Imagine there's a little moth fluttering about, desperately trying to break free by flying through a closed window. It's expending every ounce of energy, flapping its wings harder and harder and harder, but guess what? It is not working. Poor moth, right? Cannot break through the window. What does this tell us about the moth's strategy? Well, it's pretty clear. The strategy is try harder. But here's the thing, it's not going to work. All that uncontrollable effort is actually part of the trap. It's like the struggle itself is keeping the moth stuck. Now here's the kicker. Across the room, there is an open door. If only the moth realized that instead of persistently banging against the window, it could just fly for 10 seconds and find the freedom it desires. But what does it do instead? It keeps trying harder and harder on a strategy that is only leading to its death. Sad, isn't it? And here is the crazy part. The trap is self-imposed. No one is forcing the moth to stick to this brutal strategy. The opportunity for breakthrough is right there, within reach. It would be so easy to just try a different approach instead of trying harder on what is already not working. But why on the fly attempt another approach? How did it become so fixated on this particular route and the idea that determined effort will lead to success? Seriously, what logic is there in persisting until it dies? All for the sake of achieving breakthrough with more of the same. It may sound absurd to us, but to the fly, it makes perfect sense. And unfortunately, it's an idea that will ultimately kill it. The truth is, trying harder isn't always the solution to achieving more. It might not offer any real promise of getting what you want out of life. In fact, sometimes it's a big part of the problem. If your strategy for breakthrough is to try the same thing you've been doing harder than ever, you might kill all your chances for success and abundance and wealth. The third biggest lie about money is that if you have the right skills and tools, you'll become wealthy. Have you ever heard of someone with a great voice and who bought the best equipment to sing and record, but they never break it to stardom? When I first started my investing journey on Wall Street, I was so excited to dive into the markets and start making my money work for me. I developed technical analysis skills, fundamental analysis skills, all these investing skills, and I had access to the best trading tools available. To top that off, I was also surrounded by the best traders and investors on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange while I was reporting there. So naturally, I was watching what other people were doing and making choices based on what other people were doing and were telling me to do. And I went all in with my savings of $15,000 at the time. I was so excited to just become a millionaire overnight with that $15,000. Well, that didn't get me too far. In fact, I kept following what everybody else was saying, but I constantly had this nagging fear that I'm not good enough yet. I haven't done enough due diligence. I'm too young to make all this money. And as you might have guessed, I lost all of that money. Why? I was not yet kind of person who could use the tools and the skills to get results. My goal for you in this channel is to help you become the kind of person who can use the tool set, develop the skill set, and then actually get results. Tool set and skill set without the right mindset will not get you results. It's like having a hammer and having some nails and knowing exactly what you should be doing if you wanted to hang this award on the wall using the hammer and the nails. But all your life, you were told by your mom to stay away from hammers because you're gonna hurt yourself. Hammers are dangerous. You tell me, what's gonna happen to an adult who's fully capable to hang this award on the wall and has the physical capability to do it and has the best hammer and the nails in the world, but as she goes to hammer that nail in, she keeps thinking to herself, what if I hit my thumb? What if the nail breaks? Hammers are dangerous. If I hammer too hard, the wall will come down. I'm so scared. You can probably imagine how that story ends. Skills and tools won't make you rich unless you have become the kind of person who can achieve results using the tools and skills. 10xing your income, 10xing your wealth, 10xing your investments have everything to do with 10xing you. This brings me to the fourth biggest lie you've been told about money, and is that you have to pay your dues. Now, this is interesting because I was hanging out with Dr. Benjamin Hardy, the co-author of 10x is Easier Than 2x. He co-authored this with Dan Sullivan. And when I was hanging out with him in Mexico the other day, he just confirmed that my theory that working itsy bitsy step towards financial freedom or anything you desire in your life does not work. As humans, we simply don't have enough time in our lifetime to go itsy bitsy spider step by step. Have you ever wondered how is it that some people are struggling to make $10,000 per month while others are making $100K per month, $500K per month, $1 million per month, $10 million per month? It's not that they're smarter than you. It's not that they have better tools than you or better skills than you. It's that they let go of the idea that they can only reach a million if they make a certain amount per month for this many years. It's because they figured out that moving itsy bitsy steps toward a goal is actually way harder than a massive leap. Imagine a caterpillar who's trying to jump from the ground high up to this beautiful flower that is on top of the bushes. What does a caterpillar have to do to be able to go and smell that flower? Can it stay an insect? Can it move itself itsy bitsy, itsy bitsy? How long is it gonna take for it to get there? No. It has to transform. It has to become something else. It has to become a butterfly. So what does a caterpillar do? It eats and eats. As it grows, it splits its skin and sheds about 4 or 5 times and grows 100 times its original size. Then it stops eating and goes under a complete transformation. It goes into darkness. From the outside, it might look like nothing is going on. And in fact, the caterpillar itself might be thinking the world is coming to an end. But big changes are happening inside. The caterpillar is now transforming into its future self to get to the goal it desires easily. Now it can fly and get what it desired all along. But unfortunately in life, most people stop transforming after they become an adult. They operate out of need, not want. Scarcity, not abundance. Security, not freedom. The fact is that right now, in this moment, you are capable of achieving results you have never even dreamed could be possible. You may have had success in the past, but you've just scratched the surface. There is so much more to you once you get introduced to the new version of you that's going to have exponential improvement in your performance. The surprising truth that I experienced when I went from a $1 million revenue to $10 million revenue in less than 6 months, it was actually way easier and simpler than when I was working my bones off at my 9-to-5 job. The reason why 10xing is easier than moving itsy bitsy step is that you actually have to let go of everything in your life that is not serving you and is needlessly hard. When you commit to taking a 10x leap, you literally filter out anything that is not a 10x, which is about 80% of all the things in your life, including the current version of you. The fifth biggest lie you've been told about money that I'm going to cover today is that if I make more money, I'll be wealthy. This is by far the biggest money myth out there, especially among entrepreneurs. It wasn't too long ago that I was receiving this 2 Comma Club Award at Funnel Hacking Live. This is an award that is awarded to an entrepreneur who has made a cash flow of $1 million revenue. I was standing in line with other 2 Comma Club Award winners and was talking to this guy just to find out that he had filed for bankruptcy a week before. He had made $1 million in his business, but he was broke. Unfortunately, this is not that uncommon among high-performing entrepreneurs who generate 7 figures. Many high-performing 7-figure and even 8-figure entrepreneurs go bankrupt. Many of these entrepreneurs spend all their budgets on ads and mismanage the revenue they're generating, so much so that when it comes to their net income, net profit, they actually end up in the negative. And as a result, they need to file for bankruptcy or shut down their business altogether. In fact, did you know that the average CEO is 3 paychecks away from filing for bankruptcy? Kind of similar to lottery winners. And majority of those people who make it to the 1%, evidence shows that they usually don't stay at the top for very long. Do you know why that is? Unfortunately, our school system in all countries that I lived in fail us so miserably in so many ways with money and financial literacy. And as a result, most people aren't aware of the fact that financial literacy isn't a side effect of wealth. Wealth is a side effect of financial literacy. If I hand you $1 million today, but you don't know how to manage it, and if you don't have a millionaire diva mindset, you are going to go back to your comfort zone of being a welfare diva. This is the same exact psychology behind the reason the majority of lottery winners file for bankruptcy within 3 to 5 years. These are all results of having a wrong money mindset. If you have a welfare diva or a broke mindset, chances are you are going to unintentionally mismanage your money to go back to your natural comfort zone of being broke. But if you're ready to finally break free of these lies and create the wealth that you desire in your life, smash that like button, subscribe to my channel, and reserve your seat for my live event down below. Remember, you are capable of creating the joy, the love, and the abundance you desire for yourself and for those you care about. I'll see you in my next video.